What's up, everybody? Happy Sunday, fun day. It's your boy, Johnny Boy, over here now. And here's what's up. Quick review, if you want to call it that, of the fight that had happened last night. And believe me, I'm going to put more effort in this review than Charlo did the whole fight. Oh, my goodness. What was that, guys? Come on, Charlo. We understand the cash grab and all that, but at least give an effort, bro. Seriously, man, people spend hard-earned money to come see that. Not many at the T-Mobile Arena. If you were watching that card last night, a lot of that was blacked out in the upper decks and all that. And listen, I'm not here to crap on anyone. It's a beautiful day. I'm in a good mood. I'm not bringing Debbie Downer to the dance or negative Nancy over here to the water cooler. What I'm doing is just telling you right now that Charlo last night came for a cash grab, didn't do much of anything, now making excuses about, oh, maybe jumping up two weight classes. Bro, you fought that fight probably at your natural weight where you walk around at. You didn't have to make weight cuts. What sacrifices did you make? Seriously, what did you do in effort for this fight last night? Now, granted, you made a lot of money. Good for you, you know, and I wish you the best. I'm not here to try to knock on anyone that gets in that ring. But brother, come on, man. Can you do more than that? People are struggling with money nowadays, and that's how you show up when people come in and cash in their hard-earned check to come see that whack-ass shit? Come on, bro. But, I mean, aside from that, Canelo, hey, man, listen, that wasn't really a great performance either. I mean, you played with your food a lot there. You didn't eat. Like, come on, man. What's with the killer instinct? You ain't got it no more? I understand that. A lot of money in the bank. I get it. Maybe you want to save face for another day, like, and, you know, give Benavidez the best look you could give him if you take that fight. Man, I just don't know Canelo anymore, man. Look at the resume. I'm not here to crap on anyone, but it sounds like I am. But I just keep it at 100 with y'all. Like, a lot of B-plus fighters, really, when you look at it in retrospect, people can say, well, Canelo made them B-plus. They were A-guys, so they saw Canelo. I don't know about that, guys. Let's really take a look at the resume like I did in the build-up to the fight. Check that out. Because I think you'll get a strong indication of where I'm coming from with this, is that I think Canelo might be a little overrated. He's certainly not in my pound for pound, guys. Like, you know, you could say, well, hey, your pound for pound don't mean nothing to me. Well, you know what? It means something to me because I follow the sport and I know what I see, and I just don't think Canelo is that guy. And I honestly think Benavidez makes easy work of him if they have a fight. I don't know what happened with Canelo. He showed good power last night, I guess. No combinations, you know, he stalked his man, but he is a counterpuncher, and Charlo wasn't doing much. Shouldn't Canelo have just ran him, mowed him down? Like, I don't know, man, for pay-per-view. I mean, the UFC was there just a couple weeks ago over the, you know, the holiday in which Canelo usually fights, and that place was rocking, man. That was an event. Vegas ain't got no room for that boar fest that was last night. I'm sorry, dude, but I'm not sorry. That is just not the way to go. Canelo, I am a fan. I respect any boxer that gets in the ring. I couldn't do it.